Good morning. My name is Melissa, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the China Ceramics Third Quarter 2014 Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Mr. Rudnick, you may now begin your conference.
Thank you, Melissa. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramics' Third Quarter 2014 Earnings Conference Call. With us today are China Ceramics' Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Zhaidong Wang, and his Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Wang, I remind our listeners that during today's call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements as contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today. I refer you to more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties in the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as to company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, November 13, 2014. China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. And now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics Chairman and CEO, Mr. Zhaidong Wang, and China Ceramics CFO, Mr. Edmund Hen. Precept Investor Relations Sophie Wang will be translating for Mr. Wang. Mr. Wang, you may proceed.
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our third quarter 2014 earnings conference call.
We are in the market of the 出现了公司以国内黄金产开发商的合作在第三季度获得稳健的收益和利润降低的成本和更高的价格带动了本季度的利润增长与去年同期相比毛利率增长26%以两年前价格烧减了前四相比
We achieved solid revenue and profitability in the third quarter due to our strong marketing efforts and success in securing new business among China's real estate developers. The quarter's improved profitability, with gross profit up 26% from year-ago quarter, was driven a higher average selling price as we have substantially regained our pricing power from the business retraction that occurred in our sector approximately 2 years ago. However, the increase in our average selling price somewhat negatively impacted our sale volume, causing a modest decline in our top-line results.
公司拥有每年可生产1200万平方米瓷砖的设备，在第三季度，我们利用的集中每年可生产1000万平方米瓷砖的生产设备，利用率比第二季度增长14%，实现公司业务发展。我们希望能够继续扩大生产规模。
During the third quarter, we utilized production facilities capable of producing 49 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year out of a total annual production capacity of 72 million square meters. This was a 16% increase of our planned utilization in the third quarter. We hope to bring additional capacity online going forward as our business improves. 黄总。
展望第四季度，我们希望我们的客户能够适应现有的价格上涨，以匹配我们过去强劲增长，同时 匹配建筑类的工程技术书籍，我们一季第四季度会有季度性往返。我们相信我们的公司出售和品牌认知度与消费者为中心的关注点和市场建立，并维持产品定价的增长，便必须在接下来的季度中的贡献销售量。
For the fourth quarter, we look for our customers to continue to adjust our product price and also anticipate a seasonal slowdown in a period ahead, consistent with the construction building cycle. We believe that our superior brand name recognition, customer-centric focus, and market positioning should enable us to sustain our average selling price increases and continue to build sales volume in the quarters ahead. 王总。
虽然现在阶段国内建筑人力波动，但中国的文化和人口增长这足不是与我们公司缩短市场提供的长期与积极的商业基础。缩建城市化依然是政府的工作重点，与实施在国内经济增长将会改善公司所有市场的经济条件。我们将会继续保持高端提升生产商的定位，坚持创新，为我们的销售者提供更多的产品选择，以保持我们的竞争优势。接下来我请我的财务总监金万先生来详细介绍公司的业绩。
Although there may be occasional volatility associated with China's real estate sector in the periods ahead, urbanization and demographic trends offer positive long-term fundamentals as we look to gain market share and further our geographic reach. Government policies promoting urbanization and real estate as vital to continue domestic economic growth should help to sustain the macroeconomic conditions under which we operate. We continue to be strategically positioned as producer of high-end ceramic tiles, and we will continue to offer superior product mix to our customers so as to sustain our competitive advantage. With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Edmund Hen, who will discuss the company's earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results for the third quarter and September 30th, 2014. Our revenue for the third quarter and September 30th, 2014 was RMB 320.1 million, or US$52.2 million, a decrease of 6% from RMB 340.7 million, or US$55.3 million, in the third quarter of 2013. The year-over-year decrease in revenue was primarily due to a 14.4% decrease in sales volume to 10.7 million square meters from the year-ago quarter, which was offset by a 9.9% increase in average selling price, or ASP. Our ASP as of the third quarter is RMB 29.9, or US$4.87, as compared to RMB 27.2, or US$4.41, as of the third quarter of 2013. Gross profit for the third quarter of 2014 was RMB 41.8 million, or US$6.8 million, an increase of 25.5% from RMB 33.3 million, or US$5.4 million, in the third quarter of 2013. The year-over-year increase in gross profits was driven by a 9.9% increase in ASP, as we raised our selling price on all of our products beginning on July 1st, 2014. Profits for before taxes for the third quarter of 2014 was RMB 44.1 million or US dollar 7.2 million as compared to RMB 6 million or US dollar 1 million in the third quarter of 2013. The year-over-year increase was primarily with the result of the increase in ASP as well as the decrease in other expenses of RMB 19 million relative to the third quarter of 2013, when there was a loss on the disposal of equipment of RMB 18.9 million attributable to the replacement and updating of plant production equipment at the company's Hengda facility. Net profit for the third quarter of 2014 was RMB 35.7 million or US dollar 5.8 million as compared to RMB 4.4 million or US dollar 0.7 million for the same period of 2013. Earnings per fully diluted share were RMB 1.75 or US dollar 0.28 for the third quarter of 2014. As compared to RMB 0.21 or US dollar 0.03 in the third quarter of 2013. For the 9 months and December 30th, 2014, revenue was RMB 797.5 million or US dollar 129.9 million, an increase of 11.9% as compared to the 9 months and September 30th, 2013. Gross profit was RMB 75.3 million or US dollar 12.3 million, up 24.3% from the same period 2013. Gross margin for the 9 months and September 30th, 2014 was 9.4% compared to 8.5% for the same period of 2013. The realized and unrealized fair value loss on derivative financial instruments was RMB 59.5 million or US dollar 9.7 million compared to a realized and unrealized fair value gain of RMB 0.2 million for the same period 2013. Our net loss for the 9 months end September 30th 2014 was RMB 35.1 million or US dollar 5.7 million compared to net profit of RMB 8.6 million or US dollar 1.4 million for the same period of 2013. The loss per fully diluted share for the 9 months end September 30th, 2014 was RMB 1.72 or US dollar 0.28 as compared to earnings per fully diluted share of RMB 0.42 or US dollar 0.07 for the first 9 months of 2013. Turning to our balance sheet. As of September 30, 2014, we had cash and bank balances of RMB 63.4 million or US dollar 10.3 million compared to RMB 28.8 million or US dollar 4.7 million as of September 31st, 2013. The increase in cash and bank balances was the result of cash generated of RMB 46.1 million or US dollar 7.5 million. As of the end of the third quarter, our debt was RMB 84.3 million or US dollar 13.7 million as compared to debt of RMB 99.7 million or US dollar 14.3 million as of the year-end fiscal 2013. As of September 30, 2014, we had an inventory turn of 127 days, compared to 124 days as of December 31, 2013. Trade receivable turnover was 186 days as of September 30, 2014, compared to 185 days as of September 31, 2013. The company typically offers a credit period of 90 days to our customers and had extended the credit period to 150 days to address the funding pressures among some distributors attributable to the challenging market conditions in China's real estate industry in the second quarter of 2012. Moving on to our business outlook. As our CEO, Mr. Huang, has said, although we are likely to experience occasional volatility in the period ahead, we believe that the macroeconomic environment will continue to be relatively stable for the remainder of 2014, even as business typically is low due to the seasonality of the building cycle. In terms of the next quarter, our backlog was RMB 171.7 million or US dollar 20 million, which represents approximately the next 2 months of revenue as of the end of the third quarter. This compares to a backlog of approximately RMB 155 million or US dollar 25.3 million as of September 30th, 2013. A year-over-year increase of 10.8%. Despite favorable year-to-year comparisons to date, we noted that residential real estate prices have flattened out in recent months, reflecting a decrease in housing demand and units of housing property being sold. This could lead to a contraction of the construction industry, which could adversely impact our sales volume in the period ahead. To boost demand, the Chinese government has eased property market control, accelerated infrastructure construction, and relaxed reserve requirements for small banks in order to increase lending. Local government have also eased access to capital, curbed restriction on home purchase, and introduce tax incentives. In the company's view, these measures tend to support China's property development and construction markets. We believe that the real estate sector continues to be important in China's economy, and that the Chinese government will continue to promote policies to meet urbanization and boost domestic economic growth. The Chinese government has recently reiterated in its position that the greatest potential for expanding domestic demand and sustaining economic growth China's lies urbanization. Since urbanization leads to new property development and housing construction, government policies and current urbanization trends augur positive long-term fundamentals, which could beneficially impact company's business. The company is currently a plant facility capable of producing 49 million square meters of ceramic tiles annually out of an annual production capacity of 72 million square meters that is available to the company. We will bring its unused annual productive capacity online as customer demand dictated that, and when there are further signs of an improvement in China's real estate and construction sector. The company views the 9.9% increase in the average selling price of its ceramic tiles in the third quarter as positive and indicative of a return to the better operating climate relative to the retrenchment of that occurred in this sector in late 2012. The company has now regained almost all of its pricing power, as the average selling price of RMB 29.9 or US dollar 4.87 per square meter of the company's ceramic tiles as of the current quarter is now 22.5% higher than the low of RMB 24.4 experienced in the first quarter of 2013. Although the company has been able to steadily increase its average selling price over the last six quarters, it believes that some of its customers are still adjusting to our price increases, but that enhanced marketing will help to produce wider customer acceptance of this new price point. This could result in better sales of its ceramics tiles in the period ahead, so as to better utilize the full extent of the company's production capacity. Before we move to Q&A, we would like to discuss an issue that we also addressed on our last earnings call as well as in the current quarter and the second quarter earnings press releases. This concerns a foreign currency agreement that the company entered into during the second quarter of 2013. And the first quarter of 2014, which were for the investment purposes. During 2013, February 12, 2014, the RMB had been on its upward trend when compared to the US dollar. But at the end of 2013, actually had a net cash gain of US dollar 0.5 million. However, the RMB started to depreciate against the dollar on February 12, 2014, and the company eventually incurred realized and unrealized losses that total US dollar 11.6 million in connection with this agreement through June 30, 2014. On July 31, 2014, our largest shareholder and an affiliate of our CEO entered into three-party agreement with the financial institution that originated the foreign currency transaction agreement and the company. Under this agreement, our largest shareholder assumed this agreement. All assets, mainly this deposited placed with the financial institution, and all existing and future liability arising under this agreement. And the company was released from the liability arising under these foreign currency transition agreements. As a result, the company will not be required to fund any losses related to these agreements. And we will neither suffer any future liabilities arising under these agreements, nor enjoy any benefits arising under those agreements. As a result, an affiliate of our CEO released us from liability of RMB 87.8 million, which were extinguished on our books in the third quarter of 2014, RMB 15.1 million in deposit held at financial institutions was transferred by the company to an affiliate of our CEO, and additional paid-in capital was increased by approximately RMB 72.7 million. Our CEO has now taken on the risk of this agreement so as to protect the company from any future losses, and we will not be required to fund any further losses related to this agreement. As of the current quarter, the foreign currency transaction has been resolved. I would like to emphasize that the company has no intention of entering into similar foreign exchange agreement in the future. Now, we have addressed this important issue. I would like to mention that we have Mr. Liu Jianwei, our Audit Committee Chairman, on the call for further clarification should be needed pertaining to this topic. At this point, we would like to open up the call to any questions pertaining to the third quarter financials and operating performance.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from Howard Flinker with Flinker & Company.
大家好。 I have heard that a number of competitors are closing up. Is that true?
Yes, they have stopped their production line, a number of them.
And I understand it's a rather large number. Is that correct, too?
Yes, in our area, there's a large number of our competitors have closed their production line.
Okay. Now, they have inventory they'll have to sell, but even comparing it to you, you have about 4 months of inventory, and they're not as well financed. So let's say they have 3 months of inventory, and let's make it 6 to 8 months of inventory, or 6 to 8 months to sell. So sometime by the middle of next year, all their remaining inventory will be gone, and so will they. Is that probably a good guess?
Yeah, you have a very good estimate. We also hope this is the truth.
Okay, of course, just an estimate. Second, is your depreciation and amortization for the year going to be about $11 million?
Yes, this is the approximately figure.
Yeah. And your capital expenditures for next year will be how much? I noticed.
We do not provide a forecast for the physical capital expenditure at this moment. But you will have some insight in the year-end reporting.
But in the last 9 months, your capital expenditures have been zero, correct?
Yes, correct.
So they should be small next year because you have plenty of capacity. Is that also correct?
Yeah, we have plenty of capacity. Of course, yeah, logical way, we would like to use our current capacity before tremendous expansion on the capital expenditure.
So almost all of your depreciation and amortization will go into cash or inventory or current assets, but not fixed plant. It'll be nearly free cash. Is that correct?
This is a very good estimation on that.
Okay. Now, at your current run rate, it looks like your stock is going to be selling around a 1.5 or 2 times earnings and about 1 times cash flow because next year you could easily earn between $7 and $10 million after tax. Is that a decent range?
Well, it all depends on the economic climate.
Sure.
If the economic climate is still keeping upward, so this may be the truth. But it is very, very difficult to say at this moment.
Of course. You're also going to be gaining business from the competitors who are in the middle of closing up. You could have a pretty good year next year.
Yeah, thank you. We hope we can do that.
One last question. How's your boy?
Yeah, just born 2 months, very, very good health. And
2 months or 2 weeks?
Yeah, two weeks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
he's okay?
Handsome. Yeah, thank you.
Is he on the conference call?
Yeah.
Is he going to participate in the conference call in the fourth quarter or not?
He's sleeping.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Those are my only questions. Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1. There are no further questions at this time. I'm sorry, we do have a question from Duane Roberts with SH Fund.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I missed a little bit of the very beginning of the call, and then the other participant that just asked a question prompt something. Can you give me a little bit of indication of the housing, what the housing climate is, what the housing climate is like there, number one? And then number two, with the closing down of your competitors, obviously that gives you an advantage, but you got to wade through this inventory. My second question is it because of the housing climate that these competitors of yours had to close down?
What we feel is the housing climate is still very challenging right now in China. And a lot of policies are losing from the banks, and they encourage the people to buy the second house. It seems the government is doing that. But the thing is, the housing pricing is just keeping it stable at this moment. And I think most of the people is still under observation for the whole market. So I think it's a little bit climb at this moment. And for your second question, it is true that some of our competitor has closed down their production line and selling their inventory at this moment. And what we think is, it also takes some time for us to observe the market, especially the concession rate for the buildings. And I think we will have a better picture after the Chinese New Year. So at the moment, it's very difficult to tell what is the climate in 3 or 6 months later.
Do you have any indications of any type of, do you anticipate any government stimulus packages or some financing that would try to stimulate the housing market there?
Yeah, except the bank is losing up their lending to the second home buyer or so in some tier two or tier three cities. We do not see the government have any significant policy to put out to the market for the housing. So I think we still need some time to observe on this matter.
Okay. So my last question is, do you think that the first, according to the numbers of the previous person that asked a question, do you think that the first 6 months of 2015 will probably be a little challenging, and maybe the second half of 2015 probably should be a little bit better once you get through this inventory issues from your old competitors?
In the historical momentum from the companies, actually the first quarter is always the slowest season for us. So we do expect the second half will be better than the first half of 2015 in terms of the historical factor. And also for the first half of next year, we think the whole housing climate is still under observing from the buyers.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. There are no further questions. This does conclude today's conference call. You may now disconnect.